you can't complain about the start. That was an excellent start to the ball game. It had the three-point lead going in the second quarter, but unfortunately, the middle two quarters, you had a bulk of your turnovers there, and that turned into a lot of points for Hayes.
It did. They got up. I think after that, the first quarter, they probably made a pretty good effort at getting up and really pressuring us a little bit harder. The first quarter, we really ran our offense well. And it has a lot of ball movement in it. Therefore, you don't get trapped. You don't get those tough matchups where you're having to put the ball on the floor. The middle two quarters, as you alluded to with the turnovers, those are the two quarters we didn't run it. We were too slow on our player rotations, and that allowed them to trap us a few times, but it also forced the guards to have to handle the ball for longer periods of time. So, those things happen, but you got to be able to fix it. You know, our guards, we just kind of, gave them a little challenge where, we know we need to be better with the ball, but that comes with player movement. Our players kind of got a little stagnant in the second, third quarter, and as did our defense in that third quarter. Hayes really picked up the ball movement in that third quarter, made it tough on us, but we were just a split second shy on some rotations that allowed them to get some good shots. And, that's the thing you don't want to do with Hayes is give them a little bit of a run, because then their confidence just takes off going, and it's tough. But our number one key to this game was heart, and after tonight's game, I don't question that one bit. I thought our guys just battled their butts off and did everything they could. There's 2 minutes left in the game. It's obviously out of reach. We got Ronnie diving on the floor and hits his head on the floor. But those plays right there, they show all the heart in the world. So very proud of our guys.
Absolutely. It was there. In first half, you're getting a lot of touches into to your post player, Gus Hawkins, and he only had 2 points in the second half from the foul line. Was it a lot of what Hayes was doing taking him away from the play?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at Gus's big point productions, that first quarter was big for him, and then the second, the third quarters, the turnover started creeping up, so then we couldn't get it into him. But they made an adjustment. They were bringing a lot of backside help in there, and we weren't really looking to skip it, but the turnovers were the big thing, that take him out of the picture. So, we've got to be able to cut those down. But that was probably the main thing, just the turnovers. I'm guessing we had probably 9 and 8 in both of those quarters or somewhere around there. So hard to get touches in the post when you don't have the ball. But, what do we have, like 1 2-point field goal in the whole second half? So, turnovers play a part of that. And we've got to do a better job of it. And our guys they're aware of that. And they'll do better. You don't face a lot of teams with that kind of athleticism out there. It would have been nice to, put two halves together and see what could have happened. But, extremely proud of the guys.
Well, that was kind of leading me to the next thing. I think there's a lot to learn from the style of defense that Hayes plays. They're in your face. They rush to the ball. And I think that will teach your kids in the long run, especially up top when you're passing that ball around, that the one that needs to receive the ball has to go to the ball.
You got to run through the pass, that's for sure. And that third quarter was a big part of that one. We were fading away from things, opening up lanes for them to go through. And with athletes like that they have, man, you can't give them that. You got to make them run through your body. But you take everything from a game like this and you'll try to learn as much as you can. And that's one of the big things, because in close games, you need that style. You need to be coming to the ball. You don't want to, get a close game and fade a pass and let a window open up. So, there's a lot to be learned. It is what it is. And like I said, I'm very proud of the heart our guys show tonight.
Well, there's a lot to learn from it. It's not one that's going to hurt you guys for anything here. But you go on Friday to Ulysses. It's going to be an interesting next 48 hours with your schedule now with no classes tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now, get ready for Ulysses round two with them on Friday.
Yeah, I think they called school off right at halftime. We played bad. Some of Mr. Rumpert said he'll take the blame for it. But hopefully it doesn't snow too much. Maybe we'll be able to get something in tomorrow. But, yeah, Ulysses, the last time the Nightingale really – he put up like 27 on us. So we're going to have to do a better job on him. But I think, games like this really help us with league opponents because, you just don't see, 5A type schools with dudes that they have like that. So, it'll be an interesting couple of days. But if they're going to bring that type of heart to the game, I'm all in with them. So we're good to go.
All right, Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. And thanks again for joining me here, Coach. And we'll see you down in Ulysses on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.